Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Hey, the great news over the weekend, the Australian Grand Prix is back, having missed out on the 20 and 2021 races. It is back in 2022. It'll take place from April the 8th to the 10th. It's the third race on the calendar after Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, as opposed to the first, which is, I guess, a little bit disappointing. But the fact is it's back, and Andrew Westacott would be over the moon, the Grand Prix CEO. Welcome, Andrew, and well done.
Thanks, Gary. G'day, Tim. Tim, you'll have to walk around the park and look at the build a little bit later than you normally would.
Okay, I just need to know for us dog walkers, Andrew, how disruptive is it going to be? Because careful we are when we walk around the track, but we do need to know that it's not going to be too disruptive.
No, look, every year, given that we've been at it for 25, we're getting quicker and better at it, and we've got to make sure the dog walkers and the bike riders and the joggers and everyone else are safe, Tim. And, there's also been some track modifications. Mm. So there's lots to look at when you're walking, but we'll make sure it's safe for you and all the other residents of Albert Park.
I've been watching the work that's been going on around the track. So there's a little bit more work to be completed as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We needed to make work in three phases to upgrade the circuit. It needed resurfacing, and it also needed some design changes of a geometric nature. So a widening of pit lane so that the speed limit gets increased, camber changes, widening of about five or six turns, modification around Lakeside Drive, and a really huge change down near Ross Gregory Drive at the foot of the lake, where we're going to get a lot more overtaking, and there's new aerodynamics coming into the cars and the specs in 2022. So it's a combination of many different changes to make the racing exciting and put in some new corporate facilities and grandstands.
Andrew, some people out there may not know what the term camber means. What do you mean by that?
Camber is, when you have the crown of a road, and it's a bit like some racetracks, the NASCAR racetracks, where there's a huge sweeping bend. Mm-hmm. Well, camber is the slope of a road. And if you're going at 300 kilometres an hour into a turn, you want to make sure you've got positive camber to assist you into a turn. Yes. And if on the outside you've got negative camber, then it's a bit more difficult to overtake. So there's a lot of subtleties and a lot of changes we're making to everything from the asphalt mix to also the widening of, for instance, turn one and even turn three down at MSAC. And that means extra car widths into turns and extra excitement for the fans.
Sounds fantastic. As someone that's finished on the podium having raced there, is it going to be a faster track, Andrew?
Yeah, it is, Gary. It's going to be 5 seconds a lap faster. They're going to be hitting 340 kilometres per hour around the golf course side of the circuit. And what it all means is that with new spec cars in 2022 for Formula One, we're expecting a lot closer racing and bound to be some interest on the top of the podium.
Crowd size, and is that too early to say? And do they need to be double vaxxed? Is that still to be determined?
I'm sure. Well, the final determination about the double vax will leave to government, but it's heading that way. But we're planning for more like 50 to 100,000 rather than 50 to 100, which has sort of been the norm for COVID environments. But big crowds, and you look at what they're achieving overseas. Zandvoort, which was Max Verstappen's home race, was absolutely crazy. 140,000 for Lewis last race at, not his last race, but the race at Silverstone this year. So we've got to get our mantle back and having big crowds at the G, big crowds at Albert Park, and big crowds at the tennis for the Aussie Open as well. So, we think the timing of this event is going to be right for that to achieve.
Hey, were we ever in any danger of losing it, Andrew?
No, not this year, but it involved a lot of negotiation, a lot of discussion, because there's 23 races on the calendar next year, and there's a lot of new cities that are wanting Formula One, and what we've got to do is make sure, Tim, that we do host it next year, because Formula One don't muck around, and nor should they. And we've got obligations to deliver, and we would intend, the way it's happening at the moment and 5.5 months on our side, that we'll be able to achieve that and, never look back again.
Gary mentioned before that celebrity race many years ago. I'm hearing there's been a big push from the World F1 body to have a Gary Lyon chicane introduced there on the Albert Park track. Is that true or not?
Yeah, we're going to have the Gary Lyon chicane. We're going to have the Luke Darcy dodging the cars. We're going to have plenty of those sorts of things. We'll get, I can't remember who it was that broke Mark Knopfler's arm before a Dire Straits tour, but I think that was back in Adelaide days.
Was it? Wait, do we still have the celebrity race, do we not?
No, no, we're just needing a budding car company, but they were sort of realising, I think the accountant started to have a look at how many cars were getting ripped off.
It's the best week of my life. Well, it was up until this year. Dan Ricciardo.
Yeah, now, true, Gary.
We want, obviously, we want an Australian representative and we want a podium finish, but there's also a young man, Oscar Piastri, who's also in the F2 series. He's an outside chance. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, look, they've both got Italian heritage in Ricciardo and Piastri, but Oscar Piastri won Formula 3 last year and he won Formula 2, or sorry, he's, I don't want to put the moz on him, he's leading Formula 2 by about 45 points with three races to go, and he's managed by Mark Webber, and Mark suggests that there may be an outside chance that Oscar could find a drive in Alfa Romeo, and so we'd have two Aussies, but even if he didn't, it's a likely chance of having Oscar out in Melbourne as the back-to-back winner of F3 and F2, which was something that George Russell and Charles Leclerc has done. It shows how good this young kid from Brighton is, and Daniel winning in Monza this year, it'll be good to have a couple of Aussies down under.
Hey, Andrew, have you ever thought, talking to Andrew Westergott, the Grand Prix Australian Corporation CEO, I often, this is a true story, I often get stopped by people around that Albert Park course, and it's interesting, they sort of get lost in the parkland and that type of thing, and they ask me, where is the course, the Grand Prix track? Have you ever thought of doing like guided tours of the track for those that come from other countries and are in love with the F1 racing and want to know a bit more about the track?
Yeah, we have actually, Tim, because, you know, back in those days where lots of tourists would be coming out, they'd stop at the start-finish line and take photos of a little bit of faded grid marking, and they'd get a photo there and get one in front of the podium. And there's a rich history of racing back to sort of Stirling Moss and Jack Brabham back in the 50s, 53, 55, 56 and 58. And there's a lot of things you can do with virtual tours and footage. So it's something that is being explored, early days, but definitely there's a lot of history and people love getting a selfie and a photo of at famous places, don't they?
They do. They do. They really do.
Gary will go back to Perth Stadium in about 40 years and show some photos, won't you, Gary?
Well, don't encourage our audience, Andrew. They'll start launching into me again. Hey, it's been hard, hasn't it? I mean, clearly. I mean, we've, from the sporting calendar point of view, and it's not just motor racing, it's been across the board, but it just hasn't been the same. I mean, the Grand Prix. And how much of a blow is it not to be the opening Grand Prix of the season?
Well, on your first part there, it has been a blow not to have live sport in Melbourne. And you go back to 2020, where it was a week beforehand, there was 86,000 at the MCG for the women's T20 World Cup final for the women. And therefore, it's been 3 years since we've had F1 in the Grand Prix. It's been tough going for all the sports, and we hope that 2022 is going to signify the opening back of the industry. From a calendar point of view, there's 23 races next year, Gary. Ramadan, the timing of Chinese New Year, all these sorts of things feature in schedules in normal years. China's not actually happening in 22, but the season will start in Bahrain. It'll move to Saudi Arabia, and then will be the third race. Now, that's not a permanent fixture change, but it'll allow us to get some time under our belt, and it'll also allow those events to be staged before Ramadan essentially closes down the Middle East for live sport. So that's the sort of logic in the background behind it, but you know, the 10th of April, even though it's three or four rounds into the footy season, I don't think it's going to stop the starved motorsport fans to come down and have a look at Daniel and Oscar. We might even have Max Verstappen as the new world champion. Who knows?
They will come. There's no question about it. We're absolutely thrilled for you that we've got a commitment, April 8 to 10. And, the footy will be on, but you know what the Melbourne sporting public are like. They will get and support both. So, fantastic news. Great to talk to you, and we look forward to promoting and talking to you closer to the event.
Sounds good, Gary. All the best. Thanks, Tim.
That's Andrew Westercott. Does a fantastic job, the Australian Grand Prix Corporation CEO. No 2020 and 2021 Grand Prix, but we're locked April 8th to the 10th, and it'll be massive, Whispers. And Yeah, it's your neck of the woods.
It is.
You must be very proud to have it back.
Very, very, very proud to have it back, Gary. And some people out there think that they need to name a hair pin bend after you. Maybe that is something that you'd support, yes?
That's workplace bullying. Andrew was here for the all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range. Available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and full electric.
Voluminous